still in Luke, but now let's take a look at something else that the Pharisees loved, as revealed in Luke chapter 11, beginning at verse 43. Well, beginning at verse 42. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God. By the way, as we speak about justice, something else that was significant about the Pharisees is this. Even though they weren't the highest ranking group of people in the nation of Israel, they were the ones who had the greatest amount of influence with the people, because they had so much say about what was happening from a religious perspective. The people looked to them for guidance. And they looked to them not only for guidance religiously, but even when it came to matters of legality, justice, etc. And so now the Lord Jesus is saying to them, woe to you. You neglect justice and the love of God. They gave a tithe, a tenth of their mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs. And Jesus said, you do that. Listen, he says, you should have practiced the latter without leaving the former undone. The former was the giving of the tenth. He says, you should not have let that go undone. You should have been giving the tenth, just like you've been doing. But you also should have practiced justice and the love of God. They weren't doing that. That gives us some insight into who the Pharisees were, what kind of people they were. Oh, they could do good, give that tenth. But did they pursue justice? No. Did they pursue loving God? No. Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces. So when it was time for them to go to the place of worship, they loved going to the seats that were considered the most significant. This is where we important people sit. And they loved that. What else about the Pharisees? Let's stay in Luke a little bit longer. Let's take a look at Luke chapter 23. See what else we might be able to find out about the Pharisees. Beginning at verse 50. Again, Luke chapter 23. Beginning at verse 50. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council. What council? The ruling council, of which Nicodemus the Pharisee was a member. Remember, Nicodemus said, we know. He wasn't speaking just for himself. As I said, he was speaking for himself and the other Pharisees. Now, Jesus had been crucified after that mock trial where they had trumped up charges brought against him and demanded that Jesus be crucified. So he was crucified. And when it was time for him to be buried, someone stepped up. A lot of people will lie. Some people just don't know the truth. They've heard other people teach this, and so they go ahead and teach it. Other people know it's not true. They just teach what they know to be a lie. Jesus never had a lot of money. He had a great, beautiful coat that he had taken with him, that he was wearing the night that he was arrested, put on trial, and then taken to the cross. He had this, he wasn't wearing it at the time, but it was his and it was being taken along with him. Wonderful coat. It had been A lot of people like to talk about how he had owned that code. A lot of the materialistic people who like to teach falsehood about God's position when it comes to how rich all Christians should be. And they love to use Jesus as an example, and they love to talk about that coat that he had. He did own the coat, and it was a beautiful one. It was rich. It was well made. All one piece. But it was given to him as a gift. He didn't have money to purchase it. When Peter had gone to him sometime previous to this crucifixion and said, Lord, how are we going to pay our taxes? First of all, think about this. If they had had money to pay the taxes, Peter would not have been asking Jesus, how are we going to pay? He would have just simply said, hey, you know, it's getting kind of late. When are we going to pay? Peter wanted to know, how are we going to pay? Jesus didn't do stuff just to be showy, ostentatious. Because he did not have the money, he told Peter to go fish the first fish he came up with. Look in his mouth. That fish had enough money to pay Peter's taxes and Jesus' taxes. And so Jesus said, go pay yours and mine. Because he didn't have it. He did not have a burial place purchased, despite the fact that he knew throughout his entire ministry that he was going to give up his life at a young age. He knew he came here to die. And he spent weeks telling his disciples, this is what's going to happen to me. And he told them how he would be abused, then crucified. On the third day, he would raise. He knew he was marching to death. And yet, he had no place to be buried. Is it because he was irresponsible? If he had the money to have purchased the place and he just had failed to make the purchase, his disciples, his family could have used his money while he was dead to purchase his burial plot. But that didn't happen. The money wasn't there. But that was no sweat because Jesus knew what had already been foretold long before he came in the flesh. He knew where his burial place would be made. So listen. Now there was a man named Joseph, a member of the council. Get this. A good and upright man who had not consented to their decision and action. And of course, they're referring to that madness of them having falsely accused Jesus so they could have him crucified. He came from the Judean town of Arimathea, and he was waiting for the kingdom of God. This is a member of the ruling council who was waiting for the kingdom of God. Going to Pilate, who had gone ahead and given the Jews Jesus to be crucified, he asked for Jesus' body. Then he took it down, wrapped it in linen cloth, and placed it in a tomb cut in the rock, one in which no one had yet been laid. This member of the ruling council, who was waiting for the kingdom of God, buried Jesus. We get to find out something about these rulers by looking at his life. One of the attributes of the Pharisees overall was that they also emphasized obedience to the law that had been handed down by Moses, but also the traditions, the stuff that their leaders had come up with over the years and decades that really took away from commandments given by God, the law, the system of law that had been handed down from God to Moses for the Israelites to follow. And because they were the ones who were constantly emphasizing the law, the people were hearing them place this emphasis on the law, the law, the law. They had the masses on their side. The masses wanted to hear from them. The Sadducees were another ruling class in Israel, but the Pharisees are the ones that the masses really listened to. So that gives you some insight into who the Pharisees were. So they were leaders. They emphasized the law. They did not pursue justice or the love of God. Many of them had great wealth, but they did not pursue justice or God. And many of them who had their wealth loved their wealth. They loved their influence. They loved their prominence. So to a great extent, they had much. But was there more?